We're continuing in the 29th chapter of 1 Samuel, and we're ready to begin with the 21st verse. In this passage, David and his 600 men have just recently had their home city of Ziklag sacked by the Amalekites. Not only did they lose all their goods and possessions, but also their families were taken away captive. At the same time, the Philistines were preparing to make war with Saul and his army. And as we know, Saul is going to be defeated. But as providence would have it, David is not allowed to participate in this war by the princes of the Philistines. They send David back down to his home territory, to Ziklag, and then David discovers that Ziklag has been spoiled and all the families and wives have been taken away. So David pursues after the Amalekites, makes a defeat of them, and retrieves all the spoils that they had captured not only from his city, but also from other cities of Judea. Now when David and his 600 men went after the Amalekites, when they came to this brook of Bezor, 200 men could not continue on the journey. They were too weak and faint, so they stayed behind at the brook Bezor and guarded the stuff or the carriages. And so now as this passage begins with the 21st verse, David is returning back to Ziklag. He has been very victorious. He has all the goods that he has won through the victory over the Amalekites, as well as all the wives and children of the 600 men. So as they come back to the brook Bezor, where these 200 men could not continue with them, still remained, we have the narrative picking up in the 21st verse. And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Bezor. And they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. So when they came back to these 200 men that had not continued with them, cut their number from 600 to 400, so far as their army was concerned, David saluted them. And this phrase, saluted them, means that he came to them in peace, or he proclaimed peace to be upon them. His attitude toward them was one of friendliness and peace, and we may say brotherly love. Verse 22, though, we're going to have some problems. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David and said, now of those that went with David, all were not true, congenial, nice people of God. There is one element here that is described as the wicked men and the men of Belial. And we remember that originally, this army of David was made up of men who were discontent. Men who, for some reason or other, could not get along in the land of Judah under the reign of Saul. And some of them, it seems, were actually outside of the law of God. They're described here as wicked men and men of Belial. And even though they'd been with David, they had prayed with David, they'd seen the victories that God had given him, still they were not truly people of God at heart. So let's notice what they say, what kind of a protest they make now. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those who went with David, and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. So their idea was, we don't give these 200 men who were not able to continue with us into the battle against the Amalekites, we do not give them anything except their wives and children back. And they can take them and leave. They don't get any of the spoil. And so this would not be a very brotherly way to behave toward them. First of all, they didn't stay behind because they wanted to. They stayed because they were not able to. Second of all, they were a part of the army. They had fought in previous battles. And thirdly, if they just received their families back and none of the goods that belonged to them, then they would be in a very poverty-stricken state and have no way to actually take care of their families. Then said David, you shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us, and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. So David said, that's not the way we're going to be. You'll not do this way. These goods that we've gotten here are things that the Lord has given us. They're really a result of God's blessing upon us. It's not that we've done anything so great. It's not that we've earned or deserved this so much. It's simply that God's given it to us. And so we're not going to treat those things that we've received of God in that way. And of course, we can see a very great principle being laid down here. All the blessings that we have in this life are things that God has given us. And how do we handle these blessings? How do we handle our silver and our gold? How do we handle the things that are our goods? Do we share them with those who have need? Do we share them especially with our brethren? Or are we unwilling to share? Do we want to just keep everything for ourselves? Do we not want to take the blessings that God has given us and distribute these blessings to others? We must realize that everything that we have is simply something that God has made us a steward over. And one of the great articles of the judgment is going to be how we have treated our fellow man. How we have done such simple things to give him the things of life that have to do with food and water and clothing and shelter and comfort. And so that's the response that David gives. He said, "You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who's preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarried by the stuff, they shall be part alike." Now that's the rule that David laid down. All the brethren would share equally. Those that went out to the battle, and those that stayed back and tarrieth here with the stuff, and that would be those that stayed back by the brook of Bezer, all are going to have the same part. You're all going to get the equal amount. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. So that the rule that David had was the spoils of war would be shared equally. Equally among those who actually participated in the battle and those who were not able to participate in the battle. And when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, "Behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord." So when David did get back to Ziklag, of course this town had been sacked and burned. They had to reestablish a place to live there. But of the things that they had left over, he sent them out to the elders of Judah and distributed them among several cities in Judah. And he told them, "A present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord." Not only were these Amalekites David's enemies, not only was he fighting for his own family and his own goods and possessions, but he was also fighting against those that are described here as being the enemies of the Lord. So the victories that were obtained, the goods and the spoil of the victory, was then shared with other people in the tribe of Judah. Now, beginning in verse 27, he names several of these cities that these goods were distributed among. So we'll just read those verses briefly to get the names. "To them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Aror, and to them which were in Sipmoth, and to them which were in Estemoah, and to them which were in Rachel, and to them which were in the cities of Jerahmeelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and to them which were in Horma, and to them which were in Shorashan, and to them which were in Akhtash, and to them which were in Hebron, to all the places where David himself and his men were wont to haunt." Now, what he did is he distributed this to the places where he and his men had been, to the places where he had received some kind of kindness, some kind of courtesy, some kind of assistance in his flight from Saul. David is now getting ready to take over the throne of Israel. We can also see that by distributing these goods among these elders of tribe of Judah, that David is showing them that he wants to be in their good graces. He wants to be in good favor with them. He doesn't want to try to have to usurp this throne. He wants the people to be in favor of him taking the throne. So he's doing all that he can to have good favor with the people. Now the name Bethel is the first place that's named here. And this means house of God. It may mean that this place was served first because of the name that it had. It may also mean that this was not the city of Bethel, but it was now the city where the tabernacle was located. And we also find that Hebron is named last. And this is the place where David would make his headquarters. And he may have given Hebron then the most if he gave them what was left over after having distributed to all the others. And he certainly was going to be favorable to this area because this was going to be the place that he would headquarter when he was king. We also notice that he leaves out the Ziphites and the men of Keilah. They had done him wrong while he was fleeing from Saul. They had informed upon him of his presence there so that Saul could come and get him in those two places. And so he doesn't do these people any wrong. He just simply is not so foolish as to include them in the division of this spoil of battle because they had actually been opposed to him. That concludes the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel.